Hi everyone, Lisa Gunther with Canadian Cattlemen here, and I'm here with Kelly Sidorek, and we're going to talk about laws of physics, and kind of start with a different take on Murphy's Law.
Well, you know, everybody, I think, has the concept, Lisa, that, you know, whatever can go wrong will. But when I was researching this, another way it was explained was that the more you fear something, the more likely it is to occur, which really, I think that gets to the space of speaking about mindsets too, and the negative mindset. And even though I do believe that we're wired that way naturally, we need to be intentional that we don't get stuck in that super negative spot.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that. I've also heard that called, or a saying around that, and it goes, don't dress, rehearse disaster, right? Like don't anticipate the worst case scenario over and over and over.
Yes, yes. And I think that, you know, certainly for some of our bigger events on our farms and ranches, you know, whether it be a big cattle move or weaning or branding, and especially if you had some sideways experiences where things didn't go really well, it's hard to not get stuck into that. But, you know, thinking about, okay, well, let's just be mindful. What can we learn from that one? Well, you know, that perhaps we should have brought them in a different pen and made sure that, you know, we spent some time getting them into the neighboring paddock or something like that. Right. So kind of taking it, okay, though, things did go wrong, but what can we learn from it to make sure that that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, I think there's a difference between taking a practical step to try to reduce the risk of that happening again, just versus like just worry. Really, that's what
honestly worrying and overthinking. And I mean, even an example in our own operation that you know, a big yearling loadout used to be you know, something that would maybe cause a bit of tension or anxiousness, and it still can, and maybe that's kind of muscle memory or something. But now realizing, you know what, we've pretty much done this same thing for 10 years now, and it's all gone quite smoothly. So taking that approach, especially I think when you're talking about handling livestock and knowing that the more calm approach you take, the outcome's going to be better.
Yeah, certainly. What are some other kind of laws of physics that you've come across?
Well, there was another one called Kidlin Law, and it says that writing down a problem clearly and specifically means that the problem is half solved. And that made me pause and think, you know, I think that's true. When you can get very focused on what's going on, what are the circumstances, and that it does put you in a mindset of being able to come up with some better solutions. And also, as we mentioned, the doing that with a team too, because then the different ideas start to come, and perhaps some brainstorming is an exercise to come up with some different strategies.
Yeah, I mean, and that one makes sense to me too, because it's also even, like, sometimes we just don't even want to acknowledge the problem.
Yeah,
or maybe not everybody on the team does, right? So if you can at least get to that state and just then.
Yeah, that's a really good example of it, I think, for sure. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you kind of came across one that we were having a little bit of discussion about beforehand, and we weren't sure if we totally agree with it. But, yeah.
The one on the Gilbert's Law, where the new problems always arise and you're taking responsibility, it is a part of it as well. That if you're the one that has, you know, signed up for the project, well, you will. It's up to you. But then as they went on further, just knowing for sure that you might solve one problem, but another one is going to come along.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's just life, right?
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. For sure,
yeah.
The another one is Wilson's Law, and it talks about that if you prioritize knowledge and intelligence, the wealth will follow. Now, probably a lot of these are anecdotal about as much as anything else, but I thought they were interesting, and I think it is important to make sure that we are focusing on that. And also, even getting back to, and something that I do in a number of my workshops, is getting to ask people, what is your definition of wealth? You know, and that does, when they have a little bit of time to reflect and think about it, you know, sufficient financial resources are undoubtedly going to be in there, but it won't be all of it for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Like a more, I guess, big picture view of wealth. And I mean, again, I think that kind of makes sense if you're thinking of it from an organizational point of view, right? Because if you're keeping up, like, you should be doing,
yes,
hopefully.
But. Yes, yes. But, you know, I think organizations, too, are looking broader at that, too, and not always just the financial benefits, as you will, but social as well.
Right, yeah. Good. Any other laws?
Well, another one was that we also chuckled about was the Falklands Law that kind of said, if you don't need to make a decision, don't.
Right. But they won't.
Yeah.
We were better about, yes.
Or is that just procrastination? But honestly, sometimes I think even just giving yourself the freedom and thinking about, you know, certainly from a weather point of view, there's snow, it's looking like our moisture situation is going to be better. But really, there's still some unknowns for a while. So we have some time to postpone decisions about water development, for one thing. We don't know what the market's going to be like. What are these tariffs going to do? But that's completely out of our control. So, we'll just have to wait and see how that comes into play.
Yeah, I mean, by the time this comes out, we might have more certainty around that. But at this point, we don't even know if there's going to be tariffs.
Yeah, exactly, or how much or anything. So certainly we don't, there's a decision. That's a good example of something that could easily be delayed, I think.
Yeah, until you have more information. Perhaps that's the key, is like waiting until you have enough information to at least make an informed
decision. Yeah. But also, as you said, no decision is a decision.
Yes. Choosing to do nothing is a decision.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes that's the right decision and sometimes it is not.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, sure.
But yeah, I often think though, man, if I had all the answers, wouldn't life be boring?
Honestly. And if we all thought alike too. So but thinking about how some of these things, you know, if it's actually something that, you know, happens enough that people have designated it as a law, then it's most likely going to apply to us a time or two.
Yeah, almost like laws of physics or laws of reality.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. Anything else you want to add today, Kelly?
No, I think that's great, Lisa. Thanks.
Great. Thank you very much.